Good morning, Mission Fans.
Hey, good morning. This is Pete with Cardiff. Is Scott in right now?
What is this regarding?
We specialize in working capital refi, and you took out some working capital with OnDeck last year. Just touching base to see if you had any needs.
You took out working capital?
Yes, with OnDeck in February of 2015.
He's not in. You might want to call back in a couple hours.
Oh, no worries. I can leave him a voicemail if that works for you.
Hold on.
No matter if you like your boyfriend or not, go with her and make sure she's safe. Say, I'll go. I'll fly home as soon as I get there. But at least you're, one, supporting her and making sure she's safe.
That's great. So you're saying just go for the trip, and then once they arrive, she can fly back and give her her space?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, how's she going to get the car back?
Is it even in New York or is it outside of New York?
Yeah, she's not going to move in with the guy. She's just going to see him.
Okay, well, I mean,
there may be moms that just call up and pay for an airfare.
That's what I'm thinking. That's a good idea. Thanks so much for calling in. Airfare?
Yeah, but the real issue is, actually sending your daughter to study college.
I think she was talking about safety, but I agree with you. Yeah, that would be tough. And I know my parents struggled with it.
Yeah.
But guess what? They got vetoed.
You good?
That's a hard decision. If she's 18 and she's young, but she won't see her boyfriend, that's a tough one. That's something where they really have to have a
room. Yeah, I agree. I actually want to call my dad right now because I'd love to hear his mindset when... I think originally, and what made it so bad, was I'd asked him months before, and he had agreed. But I think he agreed. I strategically asked him while he was watching a football game or something.
Oh,
and he was like, yeah, sure, man. And then when it came time to give, he was like, what? No way. Of course not. But I would love to hear what he was thinking as far as why he did not want me to go.
It was your car. You owned it.
Yeah, it was my car that I owned. Yeah, paid for, built it, everything.
I'm sure it's just safe because he cares about you and loves you, but you went behind his back
Take that back. I did not drive my car. I rode with a friend that was going down to Florida that lived in the same area.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't even take my car, which is great.
As far as sending a daughter, though, to see a young man across country.
My sister could never do that. I think my sister still has curfew of like 11 p.m., and she's a grown woman with her own. My dad still has curfew on her.
My sister's 26, and she's not allowed to go.
My sister would get so mad. My curfew was later than my sister's when she was in college, basically, when I was a freshman.
Please don't give me a daughter, because I won't even send her to college. I'm going to be a bad dad.
All right. Thank you so much for weighing in. We're going to try to get this posted, get this up on Facebook and Instagram, or just Facebook. We going to put this on Facebook?
Yeah, we'll put it on Facebook.
We got tickets in the 9 o'clock hour for Carrie Underwood, so make sure you stay. She's going to be playing Staples Center September 14th. Easton Corbin and the Spahn Brothers are going to be with her. It's going to be an epic show. Don't go anywhere.